Savior Jesus Christ, the form of the statues of perfection and the altar of the law of graces, we declare this Orthodox assembly and before the altar of the Lord of hosts, the union, opposition, and the marriage of the Blessed Orthodox Son Maxim to the Virgin Orthodox, to his betrothed, the Blessed Orthodox Daughter, Dean of the Virgin, the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can if you thank for your Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our dear bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus.
de notre Seigneur, notre Dieu et Sauveur Jésus-Christ, le légalisateur des lois et la perfection et l'auteur du meilleur commandement, nous déclarons en cette cérémonie le mariage de notre fille bénie orthodoxe Dina à notre fils béni orthodoxe Maxime. Béni soit le Fils unique de Dieu, Jésus-Christ notre Seigneur. To pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Give us a day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass and lead us not. But they rest in the shadow of our Lord Christ, the kingdom, the power, and glory forever.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the founder and the stench of perfection and the author of the law of graces. We complete in this Orthodox assembly and before the altar of the Lord of hosts, the union of possession and the marriage of the blessed Orthodox son, the Virgin Maxime, to his betrothed and blessed Orthodox daughter, the Virgin Dina. Fismarot. In Jippi Ibn Umar's Oweb, in us worthy to rate you, thank for our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and those who trespass and lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus
here in Ipansi. Shepemutin tot fin perif betmanif o an night of noot if you ten ben choice o pen noti o pen sotire sos be en Christos je af in his kevadine gon af en vaitener on af anagen on af shuptener of af tien soeron af ti to ten af enten shari etang. I own thy and of and Aaron, Kempai, Eo, Thuavanim, Neo, Tiron, Tepen, Unk, Venerin, Riven, and Japi, Pantokerator,
Prosebexaste Kyrie.
the Lord God, the Pentecostal, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And bless the bridegroom and bride and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Te prions et réclamons dans ta bonté, ô philanthrope. Accorde-nous d'achever ce saint jour et tous les jours de notre vie en toute paix, dans ta crainte, toute envie, toute tentation, tout acte satanique, l'intrigue des méchants, l'attaque des ennemis visibles et invisibles. Éloigne-les de nous et de tout ton peuple, et de cette église, et de ses deux époux, et de ce lieu saint qui est à toi. Mais comble-nous de tous tes bons dons, Yves-Ile, car c'est toi qui nous as donné le pouvoir de piétiner les serpents, les scorpions, et toutes les forces de l'ennemi.
And gave him the woman for his help and strength. Now also our Master be a mediator for the groom and his helpmate. I join Maxime and Dina through the pledge of the fellowship and grant them the sign of their union so that through the bond of love they may be unified in harmony and say unto them, my peace I give to both of you. My peace I leave with you both, for you are the peace of our soul, and unto you do we offer the glory and honor with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, the life of God, the giver of life. Amen.
Ô Maître Seigneur Jésus-Christ, notre Dieu, qui ornant le ciel des étoiles et de la terre de magnifiques espèces de plantes, qui produisent des fruits et qui accorda à l'humanité les choses célestes et la jouissance de la terre, maintenant, ô bon et philanthrope, nous te demandons de bénir ces habits. Amen.
Amen.
Afin qu'ils deviennent pour les deux serviteurs qui les porteront pour la joie de la bonté. Amen.
Amen.
Des habits de la gloire et de salut, de la joie et de l'allégresse. Amen. Préserve-les purs dans leurs âmes, corps et esprit, afin que leur vie soit saine, paisible et chaste à travers les bonnes œuvres. Donne-leur le repos céleste et terrestre, afin qu'ils s'enrichissent de bonnes œuvres. Remplis leur maison et leur entrepôt de tous les biens, qu'ils soient dignes d'agir selon ta volonté en tout temps, car tu es miséricordieux, plein de bonté et juste. À toi est due la gloire et à ton bon Père et le Saint-Esprit vivifiant et consubstantiel, maintenant, toujours et dans les siècles des siècles. Amen.
Lecture de l'Épître de Saint Paul, apôtre aux Éphésiens, que ses bénédictions soient avec nous. Amen. Femmes, soyez soumises à vos maris, comme au Seigneur, car le mari est le chef de la femme, comme Christ est le chef de l'Église, qui est son corps, et dont il est le Sauveur. Or, de même que l'Église est soumise à Christ, les femmes aussi doivent l'être à leur mari en toutes choses. Marie, aimez vos femmes comme Christ a aimé l'Église, et s'est livré lui-même pour elles, afin de la sanctifier par la parole, après l'avoir purifiée par le baptême d'eau, afin de faire paraître devant lui cette Église glorieuse, sans tache, ni ride, ni rien de semblable, mais sainte et irrépréhensible. C'est ainsi que les maris doivent aimer leur femme comme leur propre corps. Celui qui aime sa femme s'aime lui-même, car jamais personne n'a haï sa propre chair, mais il la nourrit et en prend soin, comme Christ le fait pour l'Église, parce que nous sommes membres de son corps. C'est pourquoi l'homme quittera son père et sa mère et s'attachera à sa femme, et les deux deviendront une seule chair. Ce mystère est grand. Je dis cela par rapport à Christ et à l'Église. Du reste, que chacun de vous aime sa femme comme lui-même, et que la femme respecte son mari. Enfin, obéissez à vos parents selon le Seigneur, car cela est juste. Honore ton père et ta mère, c'est le premier commandement avec une promesse, afin que tu sois heureux et que tu vives longtemps sur la terre. La grâce de Dieu le Père soit avec vous tous. Amen.
Thank you.
presbytère.
Who is saying the disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, all those who have been in us, to remember them in our prayers and supplications, which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Selon le prophète David, que sa bénédiction soit avec nous. Amen. Semblable à un époux qui sort de sa chambre, s'élance dans la course avec la joie d'un héros. Ta femme est comme une vigne féconde dans l'intérieur de ta maison. Tes fils sont comme des plantes d'olivier autour de ta table.
Alléluia.
Le Saint-Évangile selon saint Matthieu. Lorsque Jésus eut achevé ses discours, il quitta la Galilée et alla dans le territoire de la Judée, au-delà du Jourdain. Une grande foule le suivit, et là il guérit les malades. Les pharisiens l'abordèrent et dirent, pour l'éprouver, est-ce qu'il permit à un homme de répudier sa femme pour un motif quelconque? Il répondit, n'avez-vous pas lu que le Créateur, au commencement, fit l'homme et la femme, et qu'il dit, c'est pourquoi l'homme quittera son père et sa mère et s'attachera à sa femme, et les deux deviendront une seule chair? Ainsi, ils ne sont plus deux, mais ils sont une seule chair. Que l'homme, donc, ne sépare pas ce que Dieu a joint. Gloire à Dieu pour toujours.
Oh, Lord, God the Pentecost, who art in heaven, the Lord of our forefathers, we beseech you, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Mercy.
Oh, you created the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and everything therein, and ornamented them. With your wisdom, we beseech you to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, you made man in his image after his likeness and placed him in the paradise of joy. We ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, you created woman from Adam's side and gave him to him as helper, fit for him. We beseech you to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Toi qui as béni Abraham et Sarah, toi, tu la lui as donnée comme épouse et un ami premier de tous les patriarches. Nous te supplions, écoute-nous et aie pitié de nous. Seigneur, aie pitié. Toi qui as protégé Isaac et lui as donné Rebecca comme épouse et l'as sauvée de ses ennemis, Nous te supplions, écoute-nous et aie pitié de nous. Seigneur, aie pitié. Toi qui as béni Jacob et lui as donné Rachel comme épouse, tu lui as accordé d'être l'héritier de la promesse. Nous te supplions, écoute-nous et aie pitié de nous.
Seigneur, aie pitié.
Toi qui as élevé Joseph et lui as donné Asenath comme épouse, par lui tu as nourri l'Égypte. Nous te supplions, écoute-nous et aie pitié de nous.
Seigneur, aie pitié.
Oh, you who was pleased to be born of a virgin in the fullness of time and enlightened mankind, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, you attended the wedding of Cana of Galilee. Bless this marriage as you bless that marriage. We beseech you to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, God, who transformed water into union wine by the authority of his divinity, bless your two servants, Maxim and Dean, and purify them with your love for mankind. We ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, you attended the wedding of Cana of Galilee and blessed that wedding and transformed water into genuine wine by the authority of the divinity. Bless and guard this wedding of your two servants, Maxim and Dean, and peace, harmony, and love, and protect them. We ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, you who are beneficent and compassionate and full of goodness and affection, oh, God, make us glorify your goodness, O love of mankind. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
Created of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins, the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Ô Dieu, toi qui es éternel, qui dure pour toujours et qui est sans commencement, dans la sagesse qui n'a pas de limite et dont le pouvoir n'a aucune fin, qui a créé l'homme et à partir de la terre et à qui son côté lui a donné une femme qui lui a accommodé afin qu'elle soit son aide selon ta divinité et ta bonté, parce qu'il n'est pas bon que l'homme soit seul, nous te redemandons maintenant, notre roi, d'unir tes deux serviteurs, Maxim et Dean, afin qu'ils soient joints à un seul corps. Accorde-leur d'entrer dans la joie, dans la loi de la joie, et de rester fidèles à tes enseignements justes. Accorde-leur un fruit vivant de leur entraille, afin qu'ils se réjouissent de la naissance de leurs enfants et qu'ils aient une vie paisible. Prépare-les pour toute bonne œuvre par Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur, par qui la gloire, l'honneur et l'adoration te sont dus avec lui, le Saint-Esprit, maintenant et pour toujours et pour les siècles des siècles. Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
bless the Lord God, the Pentecostal, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who anointed out of the fruit of the rich olive tree priests, kings, and prophets. We beseech and entreat you, good Lord, the lover of mankind, to bless this oil with blessings so that it becomes an oil of sanctify your two servants, Maxime and Dean. Amen.
Amen.
A weapon of righteousness and justice. Amen.
Amen.
An anointment of purity and incorruption. Amen.
Amen.
Light and unfading beauty. Amen. Joy, ornament, and true comfort. Amen.
Amen.
Power, salvation, and victory over all the deeds of the adversary. Amen.
Amen.
Renewal and salvation for their souls, bodies, and spirits. Amen.
Amen.
Richness with the fruit of good deeds. Amen.
Amen.
Glory and honor to your holy name with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit.
Whose mercies are countless and whose goodness is beyond comprehension, accept our supplications unto you and guard your two servants, Maxime and Dina. Protect their unity, keep their bed in purity, fortify them by your pure angels, and send upon us from your prepared habitation a multitude of your compassions. Disperse our many iniquities by your goodness, and grant us also to be in the places of rest of your saints in the heavenly kingdom through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
O holy God, who crowned the saints with unfading crowns and reconciled the heavenly and the earthly and united them, O you, our Master, now also bless these crowns, which we prepare to be set upon your two servants, to be for them crowns of glory and honor. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of blessing and salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of joy and happiness. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of tribulation and delight. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of virtue and justice. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of wisdom and understanding hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of comfort and confirmation. Amen. Grant your two servants who shall wear them the angel of peace and the bond of love. Deliver them from all evil thoughts and vile desires. Deliver them from every weight of the cunning and from every devilish hardship. Let your mercy be upon them and hear the voice of their supplications. Set your fear in their hearts and manage their lives without delay unto good old age. Make them rejoice by beholding the sons and daughters whom they will beget. Make them useful in your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Confirm them in the Orthodox faith to the end. Lead them in the way of your righteousness through the pleasure of your good Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Prêtre d'Emmanuel, pose les couronnes aux bergers d'Israël.
pose les couronnes avec joie et allégresse sur Max l'époux et Dina l'épouse. Yeleison Kyrie.
Crown them with glory and honor, O Father. Amen.
Amen.
Bless them, O Holy Begotten Son. Amen.
Amen.
Sanctify them, O Holy
Thank you.
Now, since you have been presented at this blessed time before the sanctuary of the Lord of hosts and his holy altar, and in this Orthodox gathering, you have been joined by this blessed marriage and holy crowning. According to this rite and this law, so also the rest of the fathers, the believers, took one wife in purity and cleanness of the sake of descendants and childbearing. So you should know each other's rights and submit yourselves to one another, and let each one of you be faithful to the other, according to our teacher Paul and the apostle. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but her husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
Receive, O bridegroom, a bride who is yours. Jesus Christ has given her to you. And at the hand of our father, priest Chenuda, he has presented her to you. And blessed you both with his holy name. Kir, have mercy.
Mon cher fils béni Maxime, soutenu par le Saint-Esprit, aujourd'hui le Seigneur te présente ta femme Dina en cette heure bénie avec une intention nette, un esprit pur et un cœur sincère. Hâte-toi pour son bien-être. Sois tendre envers elle, presse-toi de faire ce qui réjouissera à son cœur. Aujourd'hui, tu es responsable d'elle après ses parents. Vous avez été couronné par une couronne céleste et un mariage spirituel. La grâce de Dieu vous a couvert. Si tu suis ses conseils, Dieu te tiendra par la main. Tu auras l'abondance et des enfants bénis qui satisferont ton cœur. Il te donnera une longue et riche vie. Te récompensera en ce monde et dans le monde à venir.
Écoute, Dina, prête ton oreille. Oublie ton peuple et la maison de ton père. Car ta chasteté a attiré Max. Il est ton mari, à lui tu te soumettras.
Et toi, ma fille bénie et heureuse épouse Dina, tu as entendu les conseils donnés à ton mari. Tu dois donc le respecter et l'honorer. Ne t'oppose pas à ses idées, mais sois soumise à lui. Tu seras seule avec lui. Il est devenu responsable de toi à la place de tes parents. Reçois-le avec sourire et bienvenue. Ne fronce pas dans ses sourcils devant lui. Donne-lui tous ses droits aux craintes de Dieu dans toutes les œuvres avec lui. Car Dieu t'a conseillé de te soumettre à lui et t'a ordonné de l'obéir après tes parents. Sois avec lui comme notre mère Sarah qui l'obéissait à Abraham en l'appelant mon Seigneur. Dieu a regardé son obéissance à lui et il l'a béni et il va te bénir. Il lui a donné Isaac dans sa vieillesse et a multiplié ses descendants comme les étoiles du ciel et le sable de la plage de la mer. Si tu écoutes nos conseils et obéis tous ses ordres, Dieu te prendra par la main. Il augmentera et bénira ta maison, et tu auras des enfants bénis qui réjouiront ton cœur.
Mariage pur et couronnement royal, tu l'as béni auprès d'Emmanuel. La bénédiction de notre Seigneur à Cana en Galilée à Max l'époux et Dina l'épouse.
May the Lord bless you, my brother, my son, and bless your wife, Maxim and Dina, and he's blessed Noah and his wife when they left the ark and populated the earth with their seed, and as he blessed Abraham with Sarah, and Isaac with Rebekah, and Jacob with Leah and Rachel. May the blessing of the Lord to his name be the honor at the wedding of Cana of Galilee, settle upon you and your home, unify you in harmony, create spiritual love in your hearts, sustain your livelihood, fill your house, and grant you a long age and a happy life with blessed children. We ask him to accept from us the prayer of his blessed crowning. This blessed crowning, reward us with the eternal for the temporal, the heavenly for the earthly, and forgive us our sins, iniquities, and transgressions, and keep away from us the traps and cunning of the devil, of the evil enemy. Through the intercession of the Lady of our soul and the pride of our race, the Lady, the Pure Virgin, the Honored Mother of Salvation, who is preferred over all mankind, the pure Saint Mary, and the honored chosen martyr, Saint Mark, the evangelist and apostle, and all the righteous martyr and saints. Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. To praise the Lord. And now may love of God the Father and the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Look at we congratulate the church for the unit, the newest unit of the church. We congratulate the both families of the bride and the groom. May the Lord keep them, their house, their life, unity, harmony, spirituality, and growth in faith, now and ever and forever. Amen. After we have some photos with the family here, then do not leave, please. We have some refreshments downstairs to greet the groom and the bride and their families as well. But that. Snell, quickly, please. Okay. Thank you so much. Brooke. Oroente. Is it all ceremony? Ceremonieti orotivo. Happy for you. Are you happy? Sure? Take care on your right side.